Good afternoon, delegates. Our next item on the agenda is agenda number 5. And we have a number of documents for agenda item number 5. CX/CSC/10/33/4 and also 4A. And in addition to this, as mentioned this morning, we have Alinom 10/33/3A, which is a report of the Executive Committee for this year. On this agenda item, I wish to remind you that the Executive Committee undertook a critical review of all the proposed drafts at Step 5 and recommended the adoption to the Commission. I also wish to inform members that comments that have been made and submitted, and there are quite many, on these standards at Step 5 need to be resubmitted. At Step 6, if we agree to move to Step 6. This will allow Secretariat to be able to translate those comments into other languages. The Commission is now invited to adopt the draft standards, codes of practice, or other recommendations on a number of proposed texts at Step 5 as follows. We have two standards from the Codex Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables. The first one is proposed draft revision to the standard for avocado. Comments, please. I don't see any flags, so that standard is adopted at Step 5. The next one is proposed draft standard for tree tomatoes. Comments, please. I don't see any flags, so that one is adopted at Step 5. We have two draft standards for consideration from CCFFP, Fish and Fishery Products. Proposed draft standard for smoked fish, smoked flavored fish, and smoked dried fish. Comments, please. I don't see any flags. That one is adopted at Step 5. Proposed draft standard for fish sauce from the same committee. Comments, please. Japan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Japan supports the adoption of this document at Step 5. However, Japan is of the opinion that the forthcoming CCFFP should further discuss issues such as deleting or amending the current pH value, addition of subsections on contaminants related to biotoxin and pesticide residues, etc. Our comment is in page 11 of CX/CSE 10/33/4, addendum 1. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Japan. Are there any further comments? As proposed at the beginning of the agenda, these comments should be submitted from Japan for consideration by the committee. I don't see any other flags, so that standard is adopted at step 5. We have one proposal from the Task Force of Antimicrobial Resistance. Proposed draft guidelines of risk analysis of foodborne antimicrobial resistance. Comments, please. I recognize the flag of Korea, Republic of Korea.
Thank you, Chair. Republic of Korea believes that substantial progress has been made at the last session of TFAMR and supports the adoption of the proposed draft at Step 5. So we would like to submit some technical comments to the TFAMR at Step 6. Thank you.
Thank you, Republic of Korea. Please do submit those comments at Step 6, if we agree. Japan, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chu. Japan believes that the document adequately addresses health risks associated with foodborne antimicrobial resistance, microorganisms, and determinants. Japan supports the adoption of this document at Step 5. Thank you.
Thank you, Japan. Argentina, please.
Gracias. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're in favor of having this document approved at Step 5, but we would like to include the end of the definition, factors of resistance. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Argentina. Again, we request that those comments which appear in Addendum 1 be resubmitted to the committee at Step 6. Tanzania, please.
Thank you, Chair. Tanzania would like to support the proposed draft guidelines for risk analysis for foodborne antimicrobial resistance at Step 5. Thank you.
Thank you, Tanzania. Are there any further comments on this proposal? I don't see any flags, so the proposed draft guidelines for risk analysis of foodborne antimicrobial resistance is adopted at Step 5. We have a draft standard from the Committee on Nutrition, and food for special dietary uses. General principles for establishing nutrient reference values of vitamins and minerals for general population. Comments, please. South Africa, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. In our intervention at this point in time, South Africa would like to refer to our CRD document, CAC/33, CRD 7. Basically, our biggest concern with the proposed NRVs are that they have been set too low, and which is not really consistent with our experience or our need as a country, where we have to deal with malnutrition and also chronic lifestyle diseases that signifies the requirement for a higher levels. We also believe that the final determination or even adoption of suitable levels for NRVs for labeling purposes should be left to national authorities depending on their unique public health concerns and other factors, such as a country's unique needs in terms of nutrient profiling and the purpose it is going to be used for. Mr. Chair, we also worry that since the proposed levels of nutrients are low, it may mean that more foodstuffs will be able to make nutrient content claims that really should not be the case. And we feel that since no agreed-upon international model exists at the moment in terms of nutrient profiling criteria and its applications in food label, it is imperative that the NRV levels are left to the discretion of national authorities. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, South Africa. Yes, we acknowledge your comments as given in CRD 7. And indeed, I'm sure the committee will look at these comments and be able to discuss them in further details. I see the flag of NHF. NHF, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate your recognizing us. We definitely support the comments that the delegate of South Africa just made. We think they're entirely pertinent to the issues before this commission, and we ask the rest of the members of this commission to take note of them, especially CRD 7. We have some additional concerns, one in particular, I should say, under definitions, paragraph 2.2, upper level of intake, and that is the definition, frankly, of adverse health effects in humans. There's been a defect in the creation of these of this proposed draft annex to the extent that we don't know how adverse health effects in humans will be defined and used here. Does it apply to serious ones? Is it just meant for non-self-limiting? What does this term really mean? A lot of the members of the committee, or I shouldn't say a lot, I should say some members of the committee think that an adverse health effect, for instance, in the case of niacin, is the flushing effect of niacin, which actually has beneficial effects, but they deem it to be an adverse effect. So would that then constitute an adverse health effect? So before this document can proceed, it really needs to have at least certainly this very important defective definition addressed. So it could not be, we submit to the commission, it could not be and should not be advanced beyond this level. In fact, it should be sent back a step. So we urge the commission to send it back to the committee for re-review, certainly on paragraph 2.2, in consideration of South Africa's comments as well, which are quite germane to the entire issue. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, NHF. Thailand, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairperson. Actually, this is the step five for general principle for establishing nutrient-referent value for vitamin and mineral. It's mainly principle, not going to the level of nutrient at this stage. It has been reviewed twice, and actually last week, Korea convened a small fiscal working group and tried to come up with more or less the same principle. However, for the level of each nutrient, it's going to be discussed in detail for the forthcoming Quarterly Committee on Nutrition. So I strongly support the approval of this work so that it will go forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Thailand. I think those are useful comments. I recognize the flag of the Republic of Korea. Korea, please.
Thank you, Chair. We support what Thailand just made. Republic of Korea support to proceed the proposed general principle as step 5. Thank you.
Thank you, Korea. I don't see further flags. I think this commission feels that the standard should be adopted at step 5. And again, I wish to urge members to submit their comments to the technical committee for further consideration. The next standard is from CC Mass. And it is the proposed draft revised guideline for measurement uncertainty. Comments, please. I don't see any flags. That one is adopted at step 5. Thank you. Next, we move on to the Codex Committee on Pesticide Residues. We have 3 submissions from the committee. And these are MRLs. Proposed draft maximum residue limits for pesticides. Comments, please. The European Union, please.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. The European Union is in favor of the approval of the draft project for maximum residue limits for combinations of pesticides and products that are being envisaged in this session of the CAC, with the following exceptions: Flopicolida 135, for which the European Union is not in favor of the approval of the draft projects for MRLs and for leafy vegetables. We pointed out this concern already during the meeting on residues, pesticide residues. The European Union, furthermore, due to a number of questions, is not in favor of the approval of the draft project of MRL for combinations of Alixifo 194 and the products proposed in Step 5. When it comes to pesticides and products for which the European Union is not in favor of approval at Step 5, and also for the respective justifications, all of this can be found in room document number 8. However, given in the interest of progress, the European Union will not stand in the way of approval, but we reserve our reservations on these areas, and we want for these reservations to go on the record. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, European Union. We shall note your reservations as provided for in CRD 8. Further comments? Norway, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Norway would also like to record our reservations to the adoption at Step 5 in the report of the Commission. This is in regard to the Substance 235, as mentioned by the European Union, and the Substance 194 for all commodities, as also mentioned by the European Union. Thank you.
I don't see any more flags, so the proposed draft maximum residue limits for pesticide are adopted at step 5 with reservations from the European Union as provided for in CRD 8 and the reservation of Norway. Next is proposed draft revision of the Codex classification of foods and animal feeds. Proposals for three commodity groups, tree nuts, herbs, and spices. Comments, please. I don't see any flags. Those are adopted at Step 5. Next is the proposed draft principles and guidelines for the selection of representative commodities for the extrapolation of maximum residue limits for pesticides for commodity groups. Comments, please. I don't see any flags, so those are adopted at step 5. We have one standard from the Codex Committee for Food Labeling. Proposed draft revision of the guidelines on nutrition labeling concerning the list of nutrients that are always declared on a voluntary or mandatory basis. Lists of nutrients. Comments, please. Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With reference to this proposed draft revision, Malaysia's comments are to be found in CRD 12. Malaysia does not object to the adoption of the proposed draft provisions, subject to the following provision. In view of the well-established health hazards of trans fatty acids, Malaysia would like to propose to include trans fatty acids after the word fat in section 3.2.1.2, rather than as the footnote of section 3.2.1.4 as proposed by the Codex Committee on Food Labelling. We are of the opinion that trans fatty acids should be included together with total fat and saturated fat as one of the components that are always declared on voluntary or mandatory basis in view of the strong scientific evidence of their harmful effects on health, which are highlighted in our CRD 12. In addition, our proposal is in line with the global strategy on diet, physical activity and health, which highlights the reduction of intake of all the three components, namely total fat, saturated fat and trans fatty acids. It is also to be noted that several countries have already implemented trans fatty acid labelling in their national legislations. Hence, Mr. Chairman, Malaysia would like to reinsert the word trans fatty acids after the word fat in section 3.2.12. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Malaysia. Once again, we note your comments as provided for in CRD 12 and encourage you to resubmit those comments for discussion by the relevant technical committee, and in this case, by CCFL. Recognize the flag of Norway. Norway, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the CCFL, Norway has earlier proposed that added sugars should be a part of this list of nutrients and before us. However, we did not get any support in the CCFL for this point of view. Therefore, we accept the adoption of this draft revision of these guidelines. However, we are still of the opinion that added sugar should be a very useful and important information for consumers. And therefore, Mr. Chairman, we want that this point of view should be reflected in the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway. Your comments and observation will be reflected in the report. Malaysia, would you like to make a second intervention on this matter?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you. Malaysia would like to seek the indulgence of the Chair to consider an alternative proposal, since our earlier proposal was not was only noted. Members would have noted that the proposed footnote to item 3.2.14 actually refers to the declaration of other nutrients. We do not think that this is an appropriate place for the footnote, as trans fatty acids are not nutrients. The most appropriate place for this footnote would be in clause 3.2.12 itself. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Malaysia. As I've already said, this is not a technical committee, it's a commission. We encourage you to submit your proposal to the relevant committee. However, we shall note your intervention in the report. Malaysia, last time, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. We appreciate that our comments will be noted in the report, and we would also appreciate if our reservation to this decision is recorded in the report. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
To which decision? To which decision?
To adopt
the report.
Malaysia, could you clarify your reservation? Is it on the standard or is it on this particular point? Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's with regards to the exemption or the non-inclusion of saturated fatty acids. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Malaysia. We shall note that. We have International Baby Food Action Network.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We, too, would like to have it noted in the report that we support the proposal by Malaysia to include trans fatty acids into the text 3.2.1.2 rather than in the footnote. We feel it's more appropriate that it be there, as well as we support the intervention or the comment by Norway that added sugars should have been put into 3.2.1.2 as well. especially since this would reflect the intent of the Global Strategy on Diet, Physical Activity and Health. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you for the intervention. I recognize the flag of International Lactation Consultant Association. Please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. ILCA is supporting and joining itself to the very useful comment made by Norway on the addition of added sugars. And we also want to join the comment made by Malaysia and IPFAN. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I recognize the flags of Canada. Canada, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Speaking as the chair of the Codex Committee on Food Labeling, I take note of the recent interventions and would draw to your attention that these interventions, repeat interventions made at the committee. The committee, of course, at its next session will take account in further debate with respect to these points. However, these points were raised at the last session of the committee, and nonetheless, the committee found consensus in the text that is before you, and I draw that to your attention. Thank you.
Thank you, Canada. I believe speaking as the chair of this particular committee has made those clarifications. We don't need to reopen the debate, but the chair has offered to reconsider those comments at the next session. If this commission would agree, then it would adopt this standard at step 5. NHF, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Perhaps our comment is a bit late given what your just recent finding was. That is that it's adopted at step 5. We just wanted to support the Malaysian comment on trans fatty acids and IPFAN's comment to that same extent. And we appreciate the chairman of the Codex Committee on Food Labeling's mentioned that these comments would be taken into account at the next meeting, which we will be at to address. Thank you.
Thank you, NHS. NHF. So this particular standard is adopted at step 5. Thank you very much.